Sleep. When we are asleep, a lot of very important things happen to our brain and body. We process new information and memories, and it is really important to allow our brains and bodies this time to heal. Following a sexual assault or sexual abuse, your sleep might be impacted. You might find you're experiencing an inability to sleep, insomnia, being scared to fall asleep, a fear of the dark, waking up during the night, or nightmares. As a result of these, you may feel tired a lot of the time, irritable, anxious, or worried about going to bed at night. Ways to help improve your sleep. Find things that help you to feel calm. Some people find a warm bath or shower relaxes them. Reading a book or listening to calming music can help. Get yourself into a good routine before bed so your mind and body recognizes you are preparing to go to sleep. Avoid using your phone or tablet or laptop or watching TV for about an hour before bed. The blue light they emit disrupts our body's natural way of feeling sleepy. Make sure your bedroom feels safe, quiet, cool, and comfortable. It often helps to sleep in the dark, but if it helps you feel more safe, you can try sleeping with a nightlight. Take time to do some meditation, or try practicing breathing exercises. Try to get some exercise in the day, even if this is just a walk to the shop. Do this when it's not too late in the day. Go to bed when you're tired. Try to go to bed at a similar time every night, if you can, but do not lie in bed for long periods awake. Get back up and do something relaxing until you feel tired again. Practicing mindfulness regularly throughout the day can help you to sleep. Avoid alcohol, caffeine, and smoking later at night, as they will keep you awake.